1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap, and today we call a woman who's been under a lot of pressure at work lately. She supervises a staff of about 20 people.
Okay.
And she's been told that the bosses have hired outside help to look at cutting costs.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the worst email to get.
Yeah, stressful.
Well, she's about to get a call from one of the consultants who made a very interesting decision about what's going away and what's being dropped off at the office tomorrow morning.
Consultants are the worst.
Why is something being dropped off?
You're going to hear her reaction, and shockingly, it's not a happy one.
Oh, interesting.
Yay. It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday
mornings on the 20s. Only on
Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Jenny.
This is she. How can I help you?
Hi, Jenny. My name's Peter. I'm a budget consultant, and I've been working with Sam in your corporate offices. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Peter. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. The reason I'm calling today is because you may have heard the company hired us on to figure out a way to cut costs.
I did hear something about that. I'm interested in hearing what we're going to do.
The one big modification is we're going to be electing to not subsidize employee health care coverage this year. Yeah.
At all?
No.
For everyone?
Trust me, it was a really tough decision.
They need to be able to see a doctor to create a healthy work environment.
Well, no, they can. They can see a doctor because actually the doctor is going to be coming to them now.
I don't understand. You just said no health care.
I know it's a little bit confusing, but look, I haven't told this to anyone yet, but instead of using the money to subsidize employees' health care, the company's purchased a new $1 million medical companion robot named Dr. Todd.
I beg your pardon? What?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I cannot wait for you to see this thing.
No.
We're going to be dropping it off at your branch on Thursday.
You can't just use a robot to smooth over any kind of health concerns that someone might have.
Well, no.
This would be detrimental for our staff.
Okay, Jenny, you know, I hear you, but maybe if I just explained it to you a little bit, you'd be more on board. Like, picture a little robot on wheels cruising around the office all day, asking everyone if they're okay.
No.
Because I've seen videos of him. He's really cute, and he talks in this weird voice. He's like, hello, this is Dr. Todd. How are you feeling today? Care for a lozenge?
No.
It's so great.
That is not great. Unless you got to program him to bring me a sandwich while I'm working. That's about the extent of my interaction with Dr. Todd.
You know, I haven't read the manual on Dr. Todd, but I'm sure he could be programmed to bring you anything you like, as long as it's for a medical purpose.
You don't even know anything about this doctor. You're just putting lipstick on a pig to try to make your ban on healthcare look good.
The thing is, I actually do know a few things, because I know Dr. Todd's going to be able to take your temperature, he can tell your heart rate, and he can even help track your menstrual cycle for you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just picture him. He's like, look out for Jenny today, everyone. It's her special day of the month. Clear
what?
Out. Danger. Danger.
Oh, no.
You know, he has a little sense of humor feature built in, too, which is honestly what I think we need nowadays to de-stress.
This is not going to happen. You are not going to humiliate people in my office like that. There is absolutely no way I'll stand for it.
I don't know what to tell you. We could always set him to discreet mode so that he doesn't say that stuff, but he's already been purchased.
But what in the world is he going to do in discreet mode?
Let's say you have a rash on your side, okay?
No, I don't want to have a rash.
Well, just stay with me. I mean, because this is the future here. If that happens, you just go up to Dr. Todd and ask him to follow you into the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
You lift up your shirt. He'll take some pics.
What?
And then send them to some internet doctors for their opinions. It's
you want me to
cool.
lift up my shirt so somebody can take a picture?
No, not someone, Dr. Todd. And then he'll send them off to some internet doctors, get their opinions. He should have the results back to you within the hour.
And I'm sure everyone in corporate will be privy to these pictures just to make sure Dr. Todd's doing a good job.
Come on now. Dr. Todd can be discreet. He's taken his Hippocratic Oath. And I didn't even tell you the best part, because it also has a soda dispenser, too.
Oh my gosh.
Dr. Todd's giving you a proctology exam, you can be sipping on an ice-cold Coke at the same time.
This doesn't even sound real anymore. This is just sound ridiculous. This is some kind of joke.
Oh, well, let me check with Dr. Todd if that's true. Dr. Todd? Yes, this is a joke. You've been phone-tapped.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. It's a prank. My name's actually Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. gosh. I think I'm going to have to go change my pants.
Maybe Dr. Todd can help you with that if that's a situation.
I don't think I want him to.
Don't blame me. Blame your coworker, Sam. He set you up because he said you've been doing such a great job lately. He just wanted to make you laugh a little bit.
So we're not getting rid of our health care?
No, you're not getting rid of your health care as far as I know. But you are going to want to once Dr. Todd arrives in a few days, let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.